Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good day to you all here on the East Coast. Good afternoon, and if you're somewhere else, good morning or good evening. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so dearly, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Okay, today's topic, four fall foods for flavor and fulfillment. Oh, yes, indeed. Fall is upon us. Happy fall to all. It is also Yom Kippur, so happy Jewish New Year to you all. It's the year of Jubilee. And I know there are many believers across the world celebrating today. So let's get right into it. The four fall foods for flavor and fulfillment. Say that fast 10 times. Indeed. We're looking to foods that you can enjoy because the weather is changing. It definitely is changing. And I live in the Northeast of the United States of America, and for sure you can feel it in the evening. You've got to just put on a little bit extra layer of covering throughout the night, especially if you sleep with your windows open. It's wonderful. You sleep beautifully and calm because the ideal temperature is, you know, somewhere in the 60s to low 70s for your room. So if you have that, you're bound to get a wonderful night's sleep, just temperature-wise. So let's talk about these four fabulous fall foods. And I'm getting my information from Ron and Lisa, the Home Dream Team. And sometimes I do share what others have because I believe that they've already said it, then why should I have to reinvent the wheel? I just share what maybe a lot of you or some of you have never even heard of. So indeed, there are some foods that are wonderful sources called carotenoids, that they reduce inflammation, great source of fiber, of course, stabilize blood sugar, increases satiety. And once again, if you're feeling full, you're satisfied. And, of course, they are important sources of antioxidants, and which also aid in bone and joint health. So if I was saying all that from four foods, just four foods alone that you could get, yes, in the fall. So here is fall food number one, winter squash. Now, it's been a fall favorite long before the pilgrims arrived, a staple crop for the indigenous peoples throughout the Americas and across the globe for millennia. We're still learning about the important health benefits of the gourd, squash, melon family of foods, and cucurbitaceae. Probably just botched that word up, but that's okay. Winter squash, that's all you need to know. Or the gourd. Now, winter squash are among the best sources of carotenoid on the planet. Now, these include alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, lutein, all the teens, right? Zeaxanthin and beta-cryptoxanthin. The fiber found in these vegetables are an important food source for our gut microbiome. You're talking about your gut. And so as symbiotic organ, that's critical for maintaining our health. And you got to concentrate on your gut. And it's like a second brain, basically. So, you know, you ever hear someone say, go with your gut? So there's a brain-gut connection that we all have. It's critical to, you know, maintain your health when you're speaking of your certain organs, your liver, your kidney, your skin. And we can go on and on, but it's very important to take care of all of the aspects. And so we're concentrating on winter squash. Certain squashes found in winter squash contain homogalactoronin. That's what it is, homogalactoronin. These types of polysaccharides have shown antioxidant and inflammatory and insulin-regulating properties. The B-complex vitamins are also critical for regulation of blood sugar levels. So if you got high blood pressure, you want to eat yourself some winter squash. And guess what else winter squash does? It provides a good amount of vitamins B1, B3, B6, pantothenic acid, and folate, in addition to supplying vitamin C, manganese, and the essential omega-3 fatty acid, alpha-linolenic acid. You know, there's just so many things you can talk about as far as fruits and vegetables are concerned, but when one particular vegetable packs such a powerful punch, you're bound to just get it. Some people say, well, I don't like winter squash. I don't like squash. Like my kids, I don't like squash. I don't care. I don't ask you what you like. Eat it. You'll thank me later. Just have to, you know, spice it up, spruce it up, you know, add some spices to it, perhaps some garlic and some olive oil, and, you know, maybe you want to grill it or, you know, saute it in the olive oil and garlic and a dash of salt and make it tasty. They still don't like it. Oh, well, sorry. But these are the things that we have to look forward to eating because we're feeding our bodies for a lifetime. What these can do, and what the glycoside molecules, which contain these curcubitacins, a lot of difficult words, scientific words that is. But what's important is that you understand that these are found in brassica vegetables, some mushrooms, and mollusks, and these may contribute to the powerful anti-inflammatory properties associated with winter squash. So if you've got inflammation, inflammation could be a number of things, but, you know, specifically if you've got joint problems, that's inflammation. You know, your knees hurt a little bit and, you know, they're kind of swollen, or anything that's swollen, if you got hit, let's say by a baseball and, you know, it starts to swell, that's called inflammation. Well, some of us encounter it in different ways, once again, and for longer periods of time, not just by getting hit by a ball. That's just an example of what happens with inflammation. It gets swollen and water can fill up. And, you know, there's just a number of things. And so if you're looking to minimize inflammation, you want to eat yourself some winter squash. The result is less obesity, diabetes, a reduction in certain types of cancers, and an improvement in overall cardiovascular health. The versatile vegetable can be enjoyed in a number of ways. Try it in a curry butternut soup, perhaps, you know, along with the way that I just shared with you, and that's, you know, sauteing it in olive oil with some garlic and a dash of sea salt. And or you can use the roasted squash as a taco filling along with other traditional Mexican and Central American flavors. So there you have it. That's your first fall food for flavor and fulfillment. So once again, it fills you up, satisfies you. Fruits and vegetables do that, you know. All right, here's the second one, sweet potatoes. It's another great source of beta-carotene. And true sweet potatoes should not be confused with yams. Don't confuse sweet potatoes with yams, which are not even remotely related. You didn't know that, did you? Well, in the United States, there are two main varieties, one with white and one with orange flesh. The sporemins are the storage proteins unique to the sweet potato. Recent research has focused on the powerful antioxidant properties of these compounds, along with other phytonutrients found in the sweet potato. So they suggest that consumption of these vegetables can result in a powerful anti-inflammatory effect. There's that anti-inflammation again. Like winter squash, the fiber found in sweet potatoes provides a valuable substrate for keeping our gut microbiome healthy. So if you're worrying about being regular or you have constipation issues, you want to eat yourself some more fruits and vegetables that contain fiber. specifically speaking, sweet potatoes, and one of which I'm going to mention momentarily as our third food. But the effects of fiber, along with other compounds found in sweet potatoes, can aid to improve the body's ability to handle glucose. Despite the palate-pleasing sweetness, even those suffering from type 2 diabetes may benefit from the ability of sweet potatoes to aid in blood sugar regulation. Isn't that wonderful? So if you're thinking, well, I got diabetes, I can't be eating anything sweet, well, this is an exception to the rule. It's just because of the wonderful improvement it can give to your body that handles glucose. So try some baked sweet potato fries with a bit of chili spice for a scrumptious, crispy contrast of textures and flavors. So once again, it aids in blood sugar regulation. Those diabetics out there listening, get yourself some sweet potatoes. And it's the orange flesh, specifically the one I'm speaking of. That's the one that's going to give you more bang for your buck, so to speak, or more nutrients. Okay, here is the third one. I was talking about fiber. Apples. This is apple season. They're falling off the trees everywhere you go. Few things are as emblematic of fall as the iconic apple. And it is the whole apple that is important to consume, not just pieces. Well, studies have shown that you cannot get the benefits associated with consuming the fruit in its whole form when you substitute with apple sauce, apple juice, or even the pectins alone. These benefits include an improvement in blood glucose levels, much like sweet potatoes, and despite their natural dulcitude, apples help you regulate your blood sugar. Once again, if you diabetics are listening, get yourself some apples and some sweet potatoes. Through a holistic interaction involving fiber, pectins, and other phytocompounds found only in the whole food apple, consumption is associated with an improvement in blood lipid levels and thus reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Wow, you got heart problems? Eat yourself some apples. And it's not only the cardiologist that the apples can keep away. They may keep you away from the refrigerator. Yes, indeed. Because guess what? They have that F-word we spoke about before. Yeah, it's fiber. All right. Studies have shown that those consuming one apple approximately 15 minutes before a meal consumed approximately 15% less food. So if you weren't about, you know what, I'm hungry, I eat too much, listen. Here's a tip from Coach Jesse. Drink yourself a glass of water 30 minutes before you eat, and eat an apple 15 minutes before you eat your meal. How's that for a double whammy? Okay? You're not going to be hungry after you consume your meal. Since it is the quality of the food we eat that truly matters, it's important to note that regular consumption of apples has been shown to have beneficial effects on our gut microbiome as well. Such a diet has been shown to be associated with a favorable alteration of at least two different types of gut bacteria. And it's also been shown to be associated with increased amounts of the bacterial byproduct. And it's butyric acid, and butyric acid is a short-chain saturated fatty acid that is anti-inflammatory and anti-tumor properties. So you wonder, really, just don't, you'll never look at another apple the same way again, will you? Never again will you look at an apple the same way. It packs a powerful punch. Diabetics, anti-inflammation, fiber. You want to go be regular, eat yourself some apples, the whole apple. Now, I'll speak a little bit more momentarily about what I mean by the whole apple, and how important it is to eat specific apples. Now, the fourth and final fall food for fulfillment and flavor, wow, that's a big one, are green beans. Green beans deserve much better treatment than being drowned in soup from a can and buried alive with unidentified fried objects. Despite their obvious green nature, green beans, like many other fall vegetables, are rich in carotenoids like lutein, beta-carotene, zeaxanthin, and neoxanthin. They also are rich in source of B complex vitamins like vitamin B6 and B2. And they're a good source of essential minerals like manganese and silicon. Essential for healthy bones, joints, and connective tissues. Once again, inflammation, joint pain. Eat yourself some veggies, mainly some green beans. They're also a good source of antioxidant compounds, such as phenols and flavanols, like quercetin, camphorol, catechins, epicatechins, and procyanidins. Compared to other peas and beans, green beans are among the most powerful antioxidants. Most powerful. Green beans are also a source of the essential omega-3 fatty acid, alpha-linolenic acid. They're also another excellent source of fiber. There goes that fiber word again. You want to stay fuller longer. You want to be regular. Get yourself some fiber. And they also act to keep the gut microbiome in a healthful balance. All this powerful anti-inflammatory action, unsurprisingly, is associated with reductions in cardiovascular complications and type 2 diabetes. So we spoke specifically about what these veggies can do if you have heart disease or diabetes, or if you just want to be regular and stay fuller longer. So it kind of covers a lot of different aspects. So keep that in mind. Try some lightly steamed green beans in a quick salad with sliced apple, lemon, basil, and toasted pine nuts. A quick saute with other fresh seasonal vegetables from the farmer's market is always an easy win. So there's no excuse for you not to get what you need to get. So when you're collecting, and this is what I mentioned before that I have to mention now that's very important for you to get, when you're collecting all these items to eat for fall, for flavor and fulfillment, it's important to pay attention to the manner in which the products were raised or harvested, as it is to the categories of the selection, okay? And I'm going to break it down for you and explain to you exactly what I mean. Quality counts. It's not quantity. It's not, you know, how cheap you can get it for. It's the quality with organic. And that's what I mean by the specific apples you need to buy or, you know, when you're eating the skin. With organic produce, the vibrancy of the fruits or vegetables reflects the concentration of vital compounds like beta-carotene. When consuming the skin of fruits like apples, organic options avoid the unintended ingestion of pesticides or herbicides. Okay? Certain plants like winter squash can accumulate compounds such as polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons from the ground into the vegetables. So organic options are grown in soils much less likely to be so contaminated. And fresh, wholesome, and authentic food just plain tastes better, and that's what fall is really about, as well as it should be. So when you're going to get it this fall, get organic if at all possible, mainly if you are eating the skin like that of the good old-fashioned apple that we love ever so much, that is iconic to this season. And so there you have it, your fall, for fall foods for flavor and fulfillment. And they pack powerful punches, don't they? Vibrant colors, when it comes to organic foods, vibrant colors translates to nutritional density. They're not artificially dyed or sprayed. Less likely to concentrate soil contaminants like polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Now, thin-skinned fruits are less likely to contain pesticides and herbicides. And these are when we're talking about organic produce. And studies suggest that one serving of organic equals two servings of conventional. Now, that's very important. If you don't remember anything today, remember these things. These four fall foods are great for cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes. They're wonderful for fiber and antioxidants. But mainly, when you choose them, choose organic. And one serving of organic equals two servings of conventional. And those are them, guys, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, your fall, for fall foods, for flavor and fulfillment. So I hope you have learned something today and you will share this with someone. And we're going to go right into Wednesday's Word that comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. How to handle temptation. Jesus was tempted, so how to handle temptation? How do you handle it? Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. If is. It is Satan's purpose to steal the seed of truth from your heart by sending distracting thoughts. It should encourage you to know that the devil considers you a good enough Christian to use as a target. The difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is, though they both may have good and evil thoughts, Christ gives his followers strength to select the right rather than the wrong. You see a man going to prayer meeting with a Bible under his arm. That man was undoubtedly tempted to stay home, go bowling, or to do some other activity. But as these diverse thoughts came to his mind, he made the right selection and headed for the church. Another man walks through the night to a bar. It no doubt occurred to him that he had best stay home with his family, but he yielded to the negative thoughts and gave in to his lower appetites. It is not the temptations you have, but the decision you make about them that counts. And that's Wednesday's Word. Love you all. Love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever I am. You can see me Pinterest as well. I'm on Pinterest. And I'd love to hear from you all. So on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy this fall season as we have entered into. And once again, happy Jewish New Year to you all. Happy Yom Kippur. And celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. But remember your four fall foods. And don't fall into temptation, no pun intended. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. And bye-bye.